Hot 91.1 streaming, hot91.com.au, and back tonight on Channel 10, 8:30. Have you been paying attention? The Quizmaster joins us, Tom Gleisner. Morning.
Hi, Nerissa. Hey, Sam.
Hello, sir. How are you? Are you up to your eyeballs with Olympics action at the moment?
It's been a big couple of days, hasn't it?
Absolutely.
The, that opening ceremony that it was about 3 hours too short for my liking, but
very good.
We got through.
Yeah, we made it in the end. What's your favourite Olympic event, Tom?
Oh, look, every Olympics I find myself drawn to a sport I've never heard of before and then becoming an expert in it.
Yes.
Synchronised diving is up there at the moment. I just like the fact that it doesn't matter what you do, as long as you do the same thing as the person next to you. I reckon I could do that.
It looks so hard, man. And then will there be a Rio flavour to your show tonight?
Look, they're absolutely. They're obviously dominating our news. Yeah. Although a lot of restrictions on TV networks about what we can show. If you're not Channel 7, you're not allowed to show any images or play audio. In fact, I don't think we can use the words Olympics, Rio, or bronze. So there you go.
No. And it's a bit the same for us. So we're feeling a little bit limited. So we just like being naughty, saying Olympics really quickly. Olympics really quickly, every opportunity we can, Olympics.
So who we saw the other night, you had
the Ab Fab
Joanne
ladies.
Lumley. Yeah, the Ab Fab legends on the show.
Yes,
so that's
indeed
setting the bar pretty high. What were they like to work with?
Well, they were via satellite, so didn't actually get to spend a lot of time with them, but they were great sports, asking some questions for us. So, yeah, we love having guest quiz masters, whether they're in the studio. Like tonight, I think we've got our Socceroos coach, Ange Postecoglou.
Legend.
And one of our Bachelor evictees, Janie.
Janie.
Yep.
Failed to get a rose.
Princess Janie from Brisbane, yeah.
We spoke to Janie on Friday, and she didn't spill the beans that she was coming on your show, but she was very excited, no doubt.
There you go. When she's incredible, I think she's a big Sam Pang fan. So we'll see how that
works out. Wouldn't be? He's a legend. You're not, Tom. We'll do the usual. You got some rivalry. So you test their skills out on have they been paying attention. So you knew that we would do the same for you. So firstly, who won the first gold medal for Australia in Rio?
That would have been our archery team.
Very good. And Sunny Coast local is part of that team as well, Ryan Tyack.
Love how you get the local angle into everything.
Thank you.
What was the controversy surrounding Matt Horton's swimming win?
Local Gold Coast competitor was in the pool with him. No, it was he had a go at his Chinese competitor, didn't he?
Yeah,
caught
yeah.
A drug cheat.
Well done.
Who's come out this morning and said he's the king and prefers to be referred to as the New World?
I'll pay attention tonight. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Which football star made his return to the NRL? Here he is.
Exhausted. So, you can never prepare, for an NRL game. It's always, just getting thrown out there, thrown in the deep end. Pretty much hanging on there and surviving.
Mac Horton? No, that would have been Jarrod.
Well done.
It is indeed. Now, the average Australian goes through 42 condoms at an Olympics. How many condoms would Tom Gleisner go through?
During the show or post? It's a very civilised, very friendly, but very non-contact show we put together.
That would be good to watch, though, wouldn't it? Sam Pang action.
Well, please, stop.
Tom Gleisner, back tonight on Channel 10, 8:30. Have you been paying attention? Tom, a pleasure as always.
Thanks, guys. Good to talk.
Start breakfast on 91.1, 8:40.